Hi folks, Vince Vinyl here. Hey, allow me to introduce a great gal to spend your afternoons with. It's the KCUF personal nurse.
Vince is right. We have a lot of fun on my show. Great guests and great music. Give a listen, noon to four weekdays, here on KCUF.
Yeah, that's all fine, but as you weekend listeners know, the personal nurse is usually here at noon to four on Sundays as well. She called in sick today, but come on, it's 80 degrees outside, it's Sunday. I know she's out running with them bikers again. No problem, Vince here to cover. Been a long time since I was even out of bed by noon on a Sunday, let alone in the studio. But it ain't too bad, there's nobody else in here, and that's a plus. Place is all mellow, but I'll take care of that straight away.
She came to me one morning, one lonely Sunday morning, her long hair flowing in the midwinter wind. I know not how she found me, for in darkness I was walking, and destruction lay around me from a fight I could not win. Thank you.
gets right through to your telling bone. There's a sudden itch, an electric twitch. Sometimes I swear this body's got a mind of its own. This is the naked truth. This is the light. There's only one place left to go. Silver dagger. You can talk till you ache. Give yourself one more break. You can tell by the look on his face that it just doesn't matter. 'Cause this is the naked truth, and this is the light. There's only one place left to go.
Yesterday's dream. Nope, didn't turn out quite like I had it in my head. Been So Long was Mike Ross. Hell's Bells, what's that smell? Chris Rea did Auberge, which is frog talk, but I think in this case it means a bar. Only one thing left to do, find a bar. And Lady in Black was that first song from the interesting pairing of Uriah Heep picker and singer Ken Hensley and King Crimson bassman John Wetton. Good Sunday afternoon to you. I'm Vince Vinyl, sitting in for the personal nurse today. Managed to slurp down a cup of battery acid from the KCUF coffee machine during that last set of music, and I'm feeling much better. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. New Neil is next. Wait for it. Wait for it.
At Lombank, we're with you every step of the way.
We sell your dreams.
We're not a soulless, monolithic institution.
We are, but we use nostalgic imagery.
It's walking into your dream home.
You can't really afford it. We'll lend you the money anyway.
It's kids graduating from college.
With pointless degrees riddled with debt.
It's happy picnics on the beach.
There's sewage in the water.
Family portraits with everyone dressed the same.
You look like twats.
Canoeing in the lake.
By the power station.
Catching fireflies in a jar.
And watching them die.
Cheering at high school football games.
The kids are giving each other brain damage.
These are the things our lives are made of.
Interest rates only 33.4%.
Lombank. We're the American bank that truly, more or less, cares.
About profits.
Thank you. Monsanto, Monsanto. judge my country, my back to the sea looking east. Well, the search for the truth is conducted with a wink and a nod. And where power and position are equated with the grace of
be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thine. Have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground. Have a maid, I can tell, to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. Now revel in their attention and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. Sweet lazy life, champagne and caviar. Hope you come and find me, 'cause you know who we are. Those who deserve the best in life know what our money's worth. Those
girls whose sole misfortune is having mountains on nothing at birth. Oh, they tell me it's still time to save my soul. They tell me we now saw counts all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings. Consume more than you need. This is a dream to make you pauper or make you queen. Won't die lonely, have it all prearranged. Grave that's deep and wide enough for me and all my mountains. Oh, thanks. Oh, they tell me still time to save my soul. They tell me we now saw we count all those material things you gain by exploiting other human beings.
From her debut album, and I don't even want to think about how long ago that was. Mountains of Things, the title. Jackson Browne did Hunger, and we heard Monsanto Years from Neil Young, title track from Shaky's brand new LP. Yes, indeed, Neil is back, and he is pissed off, taking on agribiz and chemical giant Monsanto this time out. Safeway and Starbucks in the bargain. In my view, Neil is at his best when he's angry.
And now, a message from Morgan Freeman.
Why is everyone who drives a BMW such an a-hole?
Yeah, that's Morgan Freeman.
Every time someone honks at a stoplight or takes up two spots at the store, sure enough, it's a damn 325i. I don't get it. I mean, do they make you show a douchebag license at the dealership? Why, it's enough to make me want to get rid of my Beamer. But then, what would I use to run over hobos?
Dinner on the ground.
his hair back. He had a pocket full of pay when she opened up the front door. He was grinning like a possum as he handed her a daisy. She heard him say,
hey, let's go dancing to the tune of a $20 bill. They got a fine fiddle band at the barn up on the hill. And by midnight we just might wind up dancing, standing still. By my daddy's lantern light, let me walk you home. $20 bill. They got a fine fiddle band at the barn up on the hill. And by midnight we just might wind up dancing, standing still. By my daddy's lantern light, let me walk you home.
The same little church house. In a long white cotton gown, he bent down and he kissed her. He said, I'm right behind you, honey. It wasn't long till we laid him in the ground.
And now they're dancing to the tune of a $20 bill. They got a fine fiddle band at the barn up on the hill. And by midnight they just might wind up dancing, standing still. By the father's lantern light,
home.
continue to play just as long as it takes. Till I get through my set, I'll try not to play too loud. So you can talk to all the important people that you know without shouting. Cause I tend to play too loud.
Feel the sun slip down, it's
Senses come alive. That was a track from the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy, making up the Face of Heart. Pretty good band there as well. That was from the Brigade LP. Kathleen Edwards did Titled Untitled with a pretty good diss, You've Not Impressed Me So Far. Nancy Griffith did Love Wore a Halo back before the war. The men loved the women and the women knew what men were for. And Joey Martin was up first there, the tune of a $20 bill. Good afternoon, folks. Vince Vinyl here. Thanks for letting us share some of your Sunday. This is Non-Corporate Radio, 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. I've got a great Buddy Guy request just awaiting. Don't make a move, unless, of course, you're actually driving.
I take my family to Wolf Down's all-you-can-eat restaurants. I feel good knowing that no health code violation against them has actually been proven in court, pending appeals. Free parking. Canadians welcome.
Thank you. read all about their schemes and adventuring. Yes, it's well worth the fee. So roll up, have a great universe, have a gone that word. Who are these men of lust, greed, and glory? Rip off the mask and let's see. But that's not right. Oh no, what's the story? Look, there's you and there's me.
Thank you. put a new coat of paint on this lonesome old town. Set him up, we'll be knocking him down. You wear a dress, babe, I'll wear a tie. Laugh at that old bloodshot moon in that burgundy sky.
That was Joe Bonamassa and a track from the 2012 LP Driving Towards the Daylight. I got a new coat of paint. And everyone knows that a coat of paint will cover a multitude of sins. Phil Collins was in there. I don't care anymore. No more. No more. We heard Supertramp and Crime of the Century, title track from one of their heyday era albums. Darling Violetta did Sanctuary. I believe that song was used on one of the early Vampire as Real People type TV series. And Slow Blues, that first song, was a live one from the late blues giant Buddy Guy, playing out in front of a pretty cool horn section there. Thanks to Betty Sue and Ben Lohman for that bitchin' request.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She bought my shoes. She knew that I was planning on buying those. Sure, they're a different color, but it's the same sleek design, the same finely pointed toe, the same long, slender come-get-me heel. That hooker bought my shoes. If I go out and get them tomorrow and come and show up with them, she'll be like, oh, look, you bought the shoes that I bought last week. And I'll have to say, oh, no, I bought these 2 weeks ago. I just didn't feel the need to wear them right away. And are these the same shoes you were wearing last night? Because I promise they look so different in that whorish red. Oh, yeah, that's right. Smile at me, darling. I'll just smile right back and pretend that I don't notice. Don't notice that you are wearing the shoes that I told you I wanted. Okay. I guess I could be mature about this and just say, oh, look, you bought those. But I don't want to. No, I don't want to be mature. What I want to do is pry it off of your fat foot and stab you in your cornea with the heel. That hot heel, yes, it should be in your eye right now. I promise if you were not my best friend, we wouldn't be friends. Or whatever.
And that was another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.